This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. It's Thursday. And over here, it was pouring a minute ago, and now it's actually looks like a lightning sky. I see a tiny patch of blue. So is this the end of the rain, Vin? Tapering off today and just being done? That'll be nice.
No, not done for good, but for today, yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's hit the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get the pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So it's been 1 year since the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. Since that time, 29 million cases have been reported in the U.S. and 529,000 people have died as a result. Across the world, the numbers are obviously way bigger. But President Biden plans to speak tonight. He makes his first primetime address to the nation, commemorating the anniversary and encouraging the American people to stay strong. We're headed the right direction. It's basically, here's where we were. And here's where we're headed kind of speech. Biden yesterday announced the purchase of 100 million more doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And Congress passed the stimulus bill, so that should end up on Biden's desk to be signed here any minute. And so all of that should feel encouraging. That's
feels
the
like
point
good news.
In me mentioning it anyway. So there's that. Now, I mentioned a couple times through the last week or so that time is about to change. It's coming up. It's this Saturday night, Sunday morning. We spring forward, and it's the one people hate.
Well, I like that it gets dark later, but I do hate losing that hour and having to get up at, 3:15 instead of 4:15. Yikes.
Back to politics for 1 second. There is a new bipartisan bill in the Senate to make Sunday's time change the final one ever in the country. They say that which means we'd stay on that time. Come fall, we won't fall back. We'll stay on daylight savings time. Saving time.
So the saving time would be the one that
we stay
stays.
With. So they say that's been connected to fewer car accidents, lower risk for heart attack, strokes, fewer robberies, and less energy usage. So there's the reason for staying on daylight saving time. Whether
but
or not
it means
this
it'll
will
be
go
dark
through,
until 9 in the morning on the shortest days.
As they discuss it, we changed, let's see here. Standard time might have made sense 100 years ago when it was established to help with train travel. But right now, the best argument to keep what we've got is this is the way we've always done it, which is never good enough.
I agree.
That is never a good enough reason to keep doing something. If you're not deliberately doing something for good reason, then why are you doing it?
Right. It'll be tough, though. Like, we're going to do our entire show in the dark in December. Like, it'll be dark. What is the latest that the sun rises on? Like, I think December 21st is the shortest day of the year. Like, and we've stepped back at that point, and it's probably, I think the sun comes up maybe at after 8? I don't know.
If this becomes law before November, we'll just stay on daylight saving time for good. No changing back in the fall. There's a chance, ladies and gentlemen, that we are changing our time for the last time this Saturday night.
How do you feel about that?
I like the other time better myself, but I would prefer we stay with one or the other because, again,
yeah,
I don't believe in doing things just because they've always been done that way. I think if you can't tell me a good reason why we're doing it, then there is no reason to be doing it.
Right.
That's the way I feel.
I feel like, kids are going to go, it's funny because I actually don't want the time to change anymore, but I am a little leery of it being 9 a.m. and still being dark out. What's the latest that the sun rises in the darkest months?
I'm still researching right now. It's actually, there's a whole graph I'm looking at right now. I think it is December 21st though, Sarah.
The shortest day.
Yeah. But I can't find the answer. It's not an easy answer.
We don't know what time the sun rises.
I'm looking. It's here.
Well, he looks. How about a fast fact?
Sure, let's have a fast fact.
Fast fact. This is insanity.
Okay.
The most serious crime in ancient Rome was killing a parent. The punishment was being sewn into a bag with a monkey, a snake, a dog, and a chicken, and then thrown into the river.
Oh. That is
that's the penalty
absolutely...
for killing your parent.
Well, I will not be killing my parents.
Sewn into a bag with a monkey, a snake, a dog, and a chicken, and then thrown in the river to drown.
So now all of you guys are drowning together.
Yep.
And we're in a fight, obviously.
Right.
So this is just a miserable way to die. So they did that to people, huh? Who's running around murdering their parents?
I don't know.
Who are those two brothers that killed their parents, the ones that are in jail?
The Menendez twins?
Brothers,
not twins. Yeah. They're not twins. In fact, speaking of, Scott Capurro can tell you all about that when he comes up at 8 o'clock.
He can. I'm sure he's up to date. Wasn't he in the fan club of one of them?
I think he was. Hmm. In Europe, Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American Doritos.
Oh, Cool American. Uh-huh. Hmm. Well.
The tongue twister.
Ranch dressing there?
What?
I thought ranch dressing was like becoming universal.
I don't know. The tongue twister, she sells seashells by the seashore, was inspired by a female paleontologist named Mary Anning, who sold fossils out of a little stand on Dorset Beach in England in the early 1800s.
Oh, what does Mary do? Well, she sells seashells down by the seashore.
Mary is the she, and she sells seashells by the seashore. Fun.
That's lovely.
Lastly, for the first 5 U.S. presidential elections, only white men who owned property could vote. America.
Yay.
Welcome.
So, it's December 21st of 2020. It rises at 7:22 a.m. is what it says on Google. However, a texter says that 8:25 when December 21st, so now I'm confused. I think that 7:22 is the accurate one, though.
It seems like it's later than that, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
You spend some time after the show, you figure it out, and tomorrow you tell us.
Yeah, we expect a full report on this.
I was talking to you.
Oh, me? No, I'm not doing it. Please, I'm never going to think about it again.
You're the one with the question.
Yeah, but Bryn's the guy who answers all my questions
for
me.
You're breaking me over here.
It's impossible.
So this is not surprising. Bored people touch themselves.
Oh, well, it does kill 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, sure, if you're okay. According to a new survey,
if you're lucky,
one of the main ways we've spent all the extra time at home in the past year has been to be with ourselves. 3 out of 10 people are doing it more than once a day.
All right.
The average single person says 3 times a day in the past year. 3 times a day. Half people.
3 times a day. That's so much.
Have you ever
three times
a day?
Sure. I mean, right. But the daily 3 times a day? Absolutely not.
But you've never been trapped in your house by yourself for a full year.
It just doesn't seem like a thing that you'd be interested in. After a while, you'd be like, well, I've had enough of that.
Painful.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing it out. Mm-hmm.
The survey also found the single people doing themselves three times a day have no plans of changing the frequency once things return to normal, but they're forgetting that actual, you know, work and leaving the house and business and shopping will take up some of that time.
It's
that
true.
You've been spending
with yourself.
So, well, that's a big number though. Single people three times a day.
That's
for
a
year.
Yeah.
You should go and love yourself.
Lube sales must be through the roof.
I mean, and vibrators. God, you go through those too. You're like, you know what I need? I need that big Bertha one, you know?
Speaking of the last year, a new report found the average American reclaimed three full days of our lives last year by not sitting in traffic. Mm. Three full days.
I don't even, that actually sounds low to me.
And here in the Bay Area, yeah, it's probably more because the metering lights alone in San Jose will kill you.
Right.
I mean, they won't kill you, but they'll kill your day.
And just whatever, I mean, three full days, that doesn't sound like nearly enough. Every 24 days, I saved an hour of driving. I mean, I can't do the math that fast, but I think that's more like 25 or 30 days.
I was like, how should
well,
do math
divide
so
365 by 24. I mean, it's, you know.
Actually, why do you do that? Why does that? I don't even understand where these numbers are coming from.
It's. I will say I saved 16 days. That's my guess. Every 24 work days, though. That's the see, it gets tricky.
I'm just getting more confused.
Don't worry about it. Let it go. Let it go.
There's a 50-year-old guy named Eric Warren from Wolfert, Texas. Back in the summer of 2019, he went to a car dealership to test drive a Beamer.
Oh.
He's into the BMW, Sarah. You're a fan. You've got one parked in your driveway now.
No one drives it. Just sits there.
Thing runs like a beauty.
Mm.
Anyway, they let him take a test drive solo.
Does that happen?
So they no, I've never been told go ahead and take it for a spin and let us know what
the
you think.
The guy always comes.
Yeah, you got. I mean, maybe this is. Well, this wasn't during
it's
the pandemic.
Yeah, it's a
this
pandemic.
This is 2019.
Thing, I actually did that recently.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By yourself?
Uh huh.
What did you test
maybe
drive?
Maybe I have an untrustworthy face. Maybe you are someone they look at and go. He
no,
would
I think
never.
It's a coronavirus thing. You give them your ID though, and they hold it. You know, so they have your
well,
stuff.
Well, that sounds right. Maybe I have just gone with John.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
especially during the pandemic, you know. You
anyway, they let him try this BMW out solo, so he test drove the BMW to a bank, robbed the place, and then
brought the car back.
Brought the money back to try and buy the car.
Mm. I love it. I better hit the bank real quick. Mm.
They say he at the bank. He pulled out something that looked like a gun, demanded $10,000, and then left. Mm. He headed straight back to the dealership.
I'm sorry, where can you get a BMW for $10,000 again?
Well, I think this is his down payment.
Oh, I see. Assuming, oh, he didn't steal anyways. Enough. He's going to have to finance it. Got it. All right.
But he wanted to use his new cash to buy the car. While he was doing the paperwork, the cops called the dealership to let them know that one of their cars was at the scene of a bank robbery that just went down. The staff connected the dots, and they kept Eric there until the cops showed up.
Yeah, well.
He was in court this week and pleaded guilty to bank robbery. And he was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Mm.
20 years. Not that that's not a crime, but that seemed, wow, 20 years. He must have a record, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what you get for, I mean, I guess it's considered armed robbery, whether you just threatened that you had a gun or not.
Gnarly.
Right? I mean, somebody felt like they were in danger. You can't, they want to discourage people from robbing banks. Seems like a lot.
There's a 56-year-old guy named Glenn Yothers from Unity Township, Pennsylvania, and he's been the treasurer at his church for the past 12 years.
Uh-oh.
A few years ago, the church's bills were so far behind that their utilities got shut off. When the other board members looked into the finances, they found that there was about $150,000 missing.
Oh, boy. That'll pay.
That's when the police
bills.
Got involved, and it turns out Glenn had embezzled that money over the course of some years and spent most of it on webcam porn sites. One in particular, Flirt for Free, which doesn't sound free at all, is where he spent a lot of money. When the cops confronted Glenn, he said, "I wasn't stealing. I was donating the money to charity." Those girls needed our good help. He was giving the money to the performers to help them out.
These poor girls.
He was arrested this week and charged with theft by deception and theft by unlawful taking. Church guy.
That's a thing.
In trouble for unlawful taking. So what's, well, I guess because he, you know, they don't say if he had a gun or he, you know, pretended to have a gun with the old, you know, hand in the.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The finger pointing the right. gun.
They don't say if he had an actual gun, but seriously, $150K seems like a bigger crime than the 10 the guy took
and
from the bank.
And stealing from the church. Yeah. So what did this guy get?
They don't say yet. He's, he's charged with theft by deception and theft by unlawful taking, but he was just arrested this week.
Yeah.
So we don't know what he'll get, but.
Well, and the thing, too, about the stealing from the church, like, that's not insured money that's, you know, was in an account that they're going to get it back, right? I mean, right? I don't know. It seems like the bank is no worse the wear. They're insured. They get the money back. And plus, they found the actual money. They just, I'm sure, returned it.
Right.
But the church is screwed. But those girls are psyched. Oh, it's Billy. He's back. Whatever his name was. You can flirt for free, but the rest costs money.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So if you got a comment or a contribution or some kind of incredible, incredibly flattering, you know, compliment, we'd love to hear them.
Those are our favorites, actually, of all the ones that you send.
510 says, 20 years for a bank robbery and killing 36 lives only gets you a slap on the wrist. What?
I'm not sure what they're...
I don't get what they're referencing there.
Is that something about the Oakland fire? Weren't there
36? Oh, and killing 36 lives. Okay, so those... Got it. All right. 20 years for a bank robbery and killing 36 lives only... So that's the ghost ship? Is that what they're talking about?
I think that was the number. It might have been more. I don't know what they're referencing exactly.
Tesla does this contactless test drive. The Teslas are parked at hotels. After you scan a QR code, they will unlock it and start the car for you.
Oh, goodness. Might be worth it just to do that. I'd love to have a Tesla. God damn, I want 36 one
36 people, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
what did those guys get?
Specifically? I don't think they got much.
Yeah, I don't know.
20 years, says 707. Child predators get less than 10. Yeah, it seems very weird.
It's very strange.
So that guy must have serious history.
There must be maybe other classifications for bank robberies. That, you know what I mean? Like they punish them because they don't want people to do it. And I don't know. I mean, you'd think they wouldn't want them to do any of that stuff. I mean, child stuff, please. Can we just... Like, honestly, cut those people's heads off. What are
Derek
we doing? Bring back the guillotine.
Derek Almina got 12 years in prison.
Oh, he did.
12 years. Okay. 12 years. That's the guy who owned the ghost ship?
I think he was the main dude, yeah. Is that all at-home detention?
Oh, no. I think he's supposed to spend time in prison.
All right.
Well, he's supposed to.
The sun rises by 7:30 a.m. in the winter, so that would make the sunrise close to 8:30 in the winter for a brief time if the time change stops. So
I think 8:30, is that acceptable? It is still pretty damn dark for a lot of the morning for us, but I'm fine with it. I don't know. I hate the time change.
I prefer a really like if you're asking me, I want daylight at 4 a.m.
Well, and you would have that because I remember driving in, I'd be crossing the Golden Gate Bridge around 5 o'clock in the morning, and it would be starting to get light. So it would be 4 a.m. if we stuck with standard time.
Right. But we're gonna stick with this other thing, and that's gonna really screw my early morning surf sessions.
I'm sorry about that.
So I'm gonna need Nicole to stand on the beach with a flashlight.
You got it.
If you don't mind.
I'll get those
one of those
spotlights,
really powerful
actually.
Ones. Yeah.
Like
right.
that they use in like theater and stuff.
If you can help me out, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that.
Clubs, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
415 says, Jesus, Sarah, enough with the math. Some of us can't do it. You start doing numbers and we all just glaze over the numbers.
Well, I don't know. You know.
That's what it does to me. December is the shortest day. September is equal day and night.
Yes. September and March, right? The spring and fall equinox.
I personally would hate for our children to be walking to school in the dark. And maybe that'll be the argument.
Yeah, it might be. I would be fine with it staying either way.
All right.
For us, it would be, honestly, if the sun was coming up at 4 a.m, because we'd stayed on standard time, that would be kind of great.
It would be awesome.
We would work during the day. It would feel like daytime. And it would still be light at 8 o'clock at night.
I would be leaving the beach, having surfed for 2 full hours as people are just showing up.
They'd yeah, like, 6 a.m., you'd be out of there.
I'd be already done. Have mm-hmm. a good one. See ya. One last one, 650 says, yay, Scott is back.
Oh, yay.
And what does the next one say?
I hate Scott Capurro. No, that hasn't begun yet. That'll begin after
that'll
these, though.
As soon as he gets here. Scott is next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.